This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. We're having a great time here. Denise, myself, Todd, and Cal Hunter, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner. This is an exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative. You notice how he says that now? He used to just shut up and just let us finish it, but he gets so tired of us saying
it's
it.
It's so discouraging for
him. I know it is, but because you're going to, and please help out there, help us allow Cal to win something.
And I was only nominated in a regional Emmy area in the San Francisco Bay Area. We're not talking national Emmys here.
Okay.
I lost in a little stinking local Emmy.
And he's still worried about it every time I bring it up. Call us at 855 Law Radio. You can go to our Twitter account. We have a Twitter, Instagram. If you want to email us, because a lot of times we're heard delayed on different days, email us at info@radiolawtalk.com with any question or any comments. We like the derogatory comments. We appreciate those but make sure they're about Cal or about Todd, but not Denise or I, okay? And again, info@radiolawtalk.com. Our phone number, again, is 855-529-7234. Remember, these are general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice unless you're around the table with your in-laws, and they do the famous, and my grandma used to do this, my dad would call her out on it, and he loved her, and we loved her to death. She would say, "Well, Fred, they say," and then there's always the pause. My father would say, "Well, who's they, Mom?" "Well, they say." So when they do what they say, you come right back at them and say, "Well, at Radio Law Talk, they say as follows." And then you can quote us at that point, but don't go before the judge and say, "Your Honor, according to Fred Penny and Todd Cunin and Denise Dirks and Radio Law Talk," the judge is going to go, "Well, I listen to them and enjoy them." We can't quote them.
But if she quotes me, the judge will say, "Oh, well, he thinks he's a lawyer, too."
That's exactly right. So that's the only time you can do it, okay? But other than that, you can just listen to us for enjoyment. We're going to have a case or no case. We're going to talk about milk today. We're going to talk about Scott Peterson trial and some interesting things going on. You're like, "Scott Peterson, that was a long time ago." Yeah, there's some interesting new twists. We're going to talk about the Maxwell case. We've got an art lawsuit issue that we've discussed in the past. If you go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, you can go to our podcasts, which are our previous shows for the past about 3 years. You just type in the topic, and by magic, you can find all the shows where we talked about that topic. And so we're going to talk about some old topics that are coming up in the legal community.
And right now, our podcasts are absolutely free, and they're also available. My wife subscribed to hers on her regular iPhone RSS feed. They'll just send you the new episodes. No effort. All you got is push play.
It's so complicated to me, but it's everywhere. We're on the IR everything.
iHeart.
Yes.
So Denise Dirks, for those of you who don't know, she'll come on here. We don't take pictures all the time. She'll have an Oregon duck. Her little Oregon duck drink. All the time. She loves her coffee and her Oregon duck.
She comes in with an Oregon duck.
No.
It's alive. It's
amazing. An Oregon duck.
She's a duck. And so we love her as an Oregon duck. And she, you know, we have some wonderful affiliates we talk about, but she wants to talk about a few.
Yeah, I just want to shout out to KMED. That's KMED, 1440 AM out of Medford, Oregon, which is where I grew up. And KCMD, 93.3 FM out of Grants Pass, which is very close to where I grew up, and also KYKM, 1430 AM out of Salem, Oregon, which is the state capital. And I'd like to shout out to Rob Moyne, because he wanted me to tell everybody the stations that we're at in Oregon.
Good for you.
Yes.
Cool.
Thank you.
Good job.
Your call, your undergrad work, you are an Oregon duck, right?
I am. I'm an alumni.
So you can do a shout out to all the ducks out there. I have a difficulty when I try to do a shout out to my undergrad alumni, because if I say, hey, shout out to all the Cougars out there, that's just going to get me into more trouble.
See, once again, Todd saying he's looking for a bride.
No,
I'm trolling for Cougars.
But he's
inviting me to look and help him.
But here's the interesting thing. You notice he says, I'm not looking. The guys that always say they're not, I'm not looking. Oh, no, I'm not looking. Oh,
no.
He's over there right now just looking at us. He swiped left, right. Where do I swipe? I think I go left, then right. No, right, left. Oh, my gosh.
No, he's on the app where he goes, meow.
He likes cats.
Or
ladies and gentlemen, yeah, he loves kitties. Let me tell you,
Todd
has kitties. Todd's problem in getting a date is as follows. Let me tell you.
Do tell.
Here we go.
You know,
please.
This is going to be a long list.
So here's the main one.
You have to put these in hierarchy.
He put on Instagram a picture of his bed. Now, as a man trying to go get a nice lady, you don't show the bed of a typical dude. And a typical dude's bed looks like what?
It's unmade.
It's like in shambles.
Yeah.
If I had cuss words, I could say.
Looks like there was a bed explosion.
It looks like there was an explosion. And it looked like that. And it had three cats sitting on it.
Yeah.
There was a method to my madness. Now, listen. In my defense, I had just met Denise. And one of the first things when I met Denise is she asked me what my, you know, so are you seeing anybody? And I could see the wheels turning in her head about, oh, my gosh, she's single. I know single people. They must be perfect for each other because they're both single.
And so, and they both know me.
And so I could see that go. And I knew where she was going to go with this. I knew she was going to go with the, well, I'll just show my friends his Instagram stuff and I'll set him up. So I went home and posted pictures of cats and all that stuff on Instagram. And sure enough, the next week, Denise comes back in and said, you know, I showed my friends your Instagram stuff, and it had cats all over it, and nobody is interested. And my thought was, it worked! Yes!
Yes, except now the cat ladies are after him.
Oh, that's a good point. And you know, Todd's father told him this, said, Todd, you can have any girl you please. Trouble is you don't please any.
I don't please any of them. So
does that mean he gets Carol Baskin if you got a cat girl?
Could be.
Nice.
All right, Cal, let's roll case or no case.
Oh, maybe I can start it here. Let's see if I can get this started.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, I'll make this quick because
time?
Harold Harley Barnes lives in Indiana, and he loved motorcycles. Then one Sunday afternoon, when he'd been to his favorite biker bar, he got in a small accident, breaking both bones in his lower leg. He knew the bikes could be dangerous, so he decided to get a fast car instead. And his fancy turned rather quickly to a beautiful Mustang GT. But knowing how quickly his fancy turned, he said to the car dealer, I want to make sure I get one in a color that would make it easy to resell. And the car dealer said to himself, well, the one I have here is a brown one, brown one. So he said, so he bought that car.
Brown? And, it was brown?
Yep. And sure enough, after the spring came, he said, I miss my motorcycle. So he went back to try to sell his car, and the guy said, you know, if it was a better color, I could get you a little more money for it. He said, what? What's wrong with that? He said, you cannot have a brown color. The only worst color could have been gold. So he lost about $500 because of the paint color. So he wondered out loud, gee, I wonder if I could get my $500 back that I lost in a small claims court case. So I think I'll find out if it is a case or no case.
Awesome. So it's the brown Mustang.
There's two extra credit.
What?
If you can tell me on the... Let me get back to my sheet. As an extra bonus, you tell me the top three resale colors, and for two extra points, you tell them to me in order. You can win 2 points even
okay.
If you get it wrong.
Okay. I know those.
Okay.
All right, we're
going to
be back after this. A point.
All right, Fred's got a chance to catch
up. I'm going
to
do it.
If you're playing at home, keep your scorecard, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Radio Law Talk. Radiolawtalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Whiny.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
All right, we're talking about the case or no case. The I know it's you're gonna bring it to me, but it's about a guy that goes. He's got a motorcycle. He loves his motorcycle. Decides to sell his motorcycle and get a Mustang, which you know a lot of people like to do. But the question is, you know, he wants the color that's going to be the most popular. And sure enough, they sell him a brown Mustang. Now, to me, That's called common sense. It's those two words. Brown Mustang is not going to be the...
Well, it had nice wheels.
Yeah, nice wheels. So he buys the brown Mustang, and then he wants to go back, and he says, look, I'm going to go back to a motorcycle, goes to try to sell it. He loses $500 on the value. You know, the sales guy said, you know, if it had been a different color, you could have got you $500 more. He sues, or did he? Is it a case or no case?
That's the question. I think you go first this time, Fred, don't you?
So I go first.
Yeah.
The question is, I think this is a typical scenario. And the answer is, I'm going to say it's a case. And I think it's an older case. And it's a fastback, by the way. In the 70s, when I was a kid,
fastback.
I remember they had our neighbors had a Mach 1. A 1970 Mustang Mach 1. And remember, Cal, back then, there was a lot of gold ones.
Yep.
Gold was a popular color in 1970. It was kind of a yellowish gold. I mean, it was...
Like a mustardy kind of color.
Yeah, it was a mustardy color. It was ugly, but it was popular. And there was a couple of our neighbors that had the Mustang Mach 1. I know this is anecdotal, and I remember seeing how cool they were. Now, so it's a case. Does he win? No, because I don't think there was any... of the regulations and rules back in the 70s. I would ask you what year this was, but I'm assuming it's back in the 70s.
Yep.
Okay? And because you said $500 he lost, believe me, it'd be thousands of dollars
now.
Oh,
yeah, especially on a really good Mustang Mach 2.
Okay,
yeah,
and right. So I'm writing down, I don't want to tip them off, so case, he does not win.
Okay.
And I'm writing down the colors, and I will put the numbers next to them as to... Which one is one, two,
and I will
three.
Give you, and I want the three best resale colors.
Right.
If
and
you get them in order,
yep.
You get three.
Well, if I get all three, I get a point. But if I get them in order, I get another point.
That's correct.
Okay, I got those.
Okay, Mr. Kuhn, go ahead, my friend.
I think that this is a case, and I think that he loses because there's no warranty express or implied about resale value based on color. It just reminds me of the old, the snake that bit the kid that took the snake down the hill. Once the snake warned him, he bit the kid, and the kid says, you bit me, you promised you wouldn't bite me. And the snake says, you knew what I was when you picked me up. And I'm thinking, you knew it was a brown Mustang when you bought it?
So on the snake principle, you say...
This is a case, but the... The guy does not prevail.
Harley loses. Okay.
Yes. And I have my
Oh, he used the name Harley. That's what scares me.
Well, it's Harold.
Harold.
Called him Harold Harley.
Harold Harley.
And they called him Harley because that's what he wrote. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So for me, the question is, when he asked the salesperson, what is the best color for resale, did that actually create a duty for the salesperson to tell him the correct color and that brown was not a very popular color for resale? And that would have been an oral agreement, basically, or a warranty, maybe, perhaps.
And by the way, the NADA, the National Association of Automotive Dealers, anyway, they track these colors of what.
Yeah, so that would be easy information for the salesperson to have gotten and to have given him the correct thing. So I'm going to say that he sues and he wins.
Okay. So those of you who say it's a case, that's
wait,
all three of you.
Wait.
I want to get this clear before we go to the colors.
Okay.
For those of you who say it's a case, that's Fred, that's Todd, that's Denise. Okay, good. And then you want to text me your colors, or you just want to
do it? No, we'll be honest and write them down.
I'm sure you will.
And then we'll tell you about it.
All right, so Fred, the top three colors for car resale value.
You got it, Todd?
I've written mine in order.
Okay, ready?
Go ahead.
Red, black, white.
Hmm. Well, you get two.
Wait.
So mine are black, white, red.
Well, okay. I'm sensing
a pattern
here.
In that order. I'm listing them in order of popularity.
I understand.
And mine is red, blue, and yellow.
Hmm. Well, man, you guys, you just struck out on everything today.
Oh, no, it was not a case.
It was not a case. It's something I made up.
But
I did check the car colors.
Okay, what's
and here's what it is. The most popular resale colors are white, red, burgundy, in that order. White,
burgundy?
Red, burgundy. Yep.
Oh, I had white and red, so I got we get no points, any of us.
Nothing. I'm sorry.
Let's just...
Burgundy?
This is a testament to our futility today. Normally, three cases, a case or no case, there are 18 points that can be awarded. In this case, there were an extra two bonus points on top of that. So 24 points that could have been awarded. awarded today, and only one point was awarded.
That is crazy how stupid we are.
No, it's not at all. Honestly, I just had some good ones today. Some guys you get them, sometimes you get them, every one of them. But in this case, it was my day.
Well, so thanks for helping us out. Call
he's a winner, guys.
He's the winner.
Cal, our producer, is now a winner.
855-529-7234.
If I gave an Emmy for case or no case, Fred,
I know that.
But alas.
All I got to say is I grew up on a thing called milk. All right? I grew up on milk. Vitamin D, I mean vitamin D whole milk.
Where does milk come from?
It comes from the body of... Don't be quiet now.
Stop.
I know where you're going.
This is
going
to be an issue for me.
Okay, now listen. Then my daughter, who's a swimmer and a healthy person, they start using this thing called almond milk. And we love almond milk because we're in an almond-growing community is where our studio is.
This is utterly fantastic.
But here's the deal.
Well, it's nuts, really.
I've always wondered why...
I cracked that one.
How could you...
Almond milk. Nuts. Yes. Okay, got it. We got it.
Go on.
We're almost out of time.
Now, what's your question, Frank?
There's nobody left listening. Everybody's on the radio. This does not matter anymore. Only my mom is listening right now. She's passed away.
Look, hey, we have a duty to keep people abreast of milk, so just tell us what's going on.
We're
going to
talk about milk, non-dairy, almond milk, oat milk, whatever milk you want when we come back, lawsuits with that, and naming rights.
Memories,
right?
Like the chorus.
No. We're going to stretch this out. We're going to milk this bit for every we can do.
Can you just get us out and get us to those same commercials we play over and over?
That's what makes radio work. We'll be right back. Hold on. This is Radio Law Talk.
Oh, my God.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi are set to talk Saturday evening at 7:30 Eastern Time about stimulus negotiations. The two sides not talking on Friday. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy imploring his Democratic friends to at least take a look at the bill being put forth by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I'm willing to consider Democratic amendments to that bill, so let's do it. But it will require my Democratic friends to vote to proceed.
With 17 days until the election, President Trump with a busy day of campaigning, the president starting with a campaign speech in Muskegon, Michigan, then heading to Janesville, Wisconsin, and ending his night in Las Vegas, Nevada. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has no public events. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Is this real life?
Oh, that stone.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So an example of the latest labeling on soy milk, you know, almond milk, you'll see it's now called soil beverage instead of soy milk.
It's called what? Soil beverage?
Soy beverage.
Soy beverage.
Soy okay. Beverage, S-O-Y. And what's happened is there were lawsuits that came about. The milk board is trying to say you can't call it milk because it's not the same milk. Almond milk is not a milk. You know, what other types of soy milk is not a milk?
Coconut milk.
Almond,
coconut
soy, milk is coconut, not a milk. Right. The milk board comes forward. Before the lawsuits was there, you know, so I understand you want to call yourself a milk, huh?
Yeah. That's going to cost you. I understand goat. Goat is real milk.
No, goat is real milk.
Yeah, goat is real milk because it has hooves.
Did you know that there's not...
Is that what makes it milk? It's only milk if it comes from a hoof-bearing animal?
A hoof? Mammal.
Mammal.
Yes.
Because I'm pretty certain when my son was born, he was breastfed, but I don't recall... look, allegations to the contrary, I'm pretty certain that his mother didn't have a hoof or cloven hoof.
No, and humans.
And humans. It says
Okay, all right.
Any hoof-bearing animals.
Mammal
are called...
well milk.
Horse milk.
What are we going to do with Todd?
I don't know
Did
what's
you have
going
coffee?
On with him.
What, three? Four? Four shots?
Look, I'm not the one that picked the milk topic, but, you know, what...
Did you go to McDonald's this morning?
I did not.
There's the problem.
So really, we are talking about law. So here's the situation, though. The milk board has lost all the cases claiming they can't use the word milk. In fact, there's a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in 2018 said They affirmed the ruling in favor of the almond growers, saying that they can use it as milk and not the milk board wanted to do. So, but guess what? Everything is now starting to still call something different than milk. So, you know, and the reason they're doing it, why are they doing it? They're thinking, they're anticipating legal battles coming against them about milk is going to continue to fight and go after different areas of, you know, who's using the word milk.
Keep bleeding right. Up for it. But
between you and I agree. You know, if it's milk, it's milk. I mean, to me, if it's almond milk, it's not milk. That is not milk.
What about chocolate?
Well, of course, it's still milk from a cow or a whatever.
So where's the harm?
But it's not milk.
If it says almond up there.
But it's not milk. Milk is not coming from an almond doesn't sit there and say, milk me.
That's true.
The almond isn't
mooing. You can't hook the surge on there and go, right?
I have to say that what they're trying to avoid is not just more legal problems,
right.
But it's also because there are different legislators or lawmakers
right.
out there that are now trying to legislate
right.
that milk is only for hoofed mammals and for
humans.
What if the reason they're changing and going away from it has nothing to do with avoiding lawsuits, but of trying to avoid the negative connotations associated with the word milk? We now have this lactose intolerant, with the whole vegan crowd is like, oh my God. Gosh, look what you're doing to cows to do this. And if you have the word milk associated with your product, soy milk, and it is targeted towards a specific group of health-conscious individuals, and you, through market research, now find out that those people are vegan, that might have an aversion to the very concept of how milk is procured. My gosh, we are shooting ourselves in the foot to use that word in association with our product. I don't want to have anything to do with that.
Maybe
that's why they're moving away from it.
That could be the case.
Well, that makes a lot
of
sense, doesn't it? Yeah.
Well, we're going to keep talking about that as time goes, but that's an interesting milk thing. The Scott Peterson murder trial. Now, that happened quite some time ago. Those of you who don't remember, it was in 2004. He was found guilty of killing his wife, Lacey Peterson, and their unborn child that was actually 8 months or pretty far along, close to nine months, and we don't have to get into gruesome details, but what happens in criminal cases, Todd, and Todd has brought this up many times as a former prosecutor, is he says, as a prosecutor, you know, to win is not what you want to do all the time. You want to do what's right.
You want to do what's right. You want to protect the integrity of the conviction. It's not win at all costs. It's winning by protecting the integrity of the conviction. By that, I mean, if it's one thing to win, but you need to make sure that you win on a solid basis. I guess the best way for me to explain it is this. When I went into private practice, I was asked this question a lot by folks, which is, Todd, how would you feel if you had to defend somebody that you knew was guilty? Now, putting aside whether or not that's putting the cart before the horse, because all people are innocent until proven guilty, so the presumption resides with them until the end of a trial or a plea, my comeback to that question was always this: how would you feel as a prosecutor if you convicted somebody who was innocent? Because that, to me, is far worse than defending somebody who is guilty. And when you have prosecutors that come into a case at a win-at-all-cost, and they don't worry about protecting the integrity of their conviction, you run the very real risk of convicting somebody who was actually innocent of those charges. Now, what does that have to do with Scott Peterson? Well, during the jury selection process, there were certain things that certain jurors kept to themselves, or it was raised, it didn't make that big of an issue, that after the conviction have now come to light and have caused the appellate court, and for those of you who don't know, in the state of California, if somebody is convicted and sentenced to death, that case is automatically appealed to the Supreme Court to review it for any anomalies, abuse of discretion, abuse of process, or anything like that. That's what happened with Scott Peterson.
Does it just go automatically to the state Supreme Court?
It does.
So it doesn't even, it bypasses appeals altogether.
It's automatically appealed, and the Supreme Court reviews it. Now, historically, in the Peterson case, we've already had the death penalty overturned in the Peterson case because of issues that arose with the jury selection process and how the juries were instructed as it relates to the penalty phase of the case. Now, based upon things that have come out about things that certain jurors, one in particular, that she didn't divulge during the jury selection process.
Which was very important.
That's this right. And it was, and we talked about this, it was that she had previously been in a relationship. You mentioned
it. Yeah, okay, well, what had happened is she didn't disclose. Don't forget, this is about a husband abusing a wife.
Yes.
Or killing a wife that was pregnant. This lady was pregnant at the time she was supposedly abused and had to get a restraining order against a man.
So basically, she was asked
if she was a victim of crime, and she did not disclose that she had been a victim of crime.
Right.
And those specs are very close.
Right. Because somebody, it's not outside the realm of possibility, you think, that somebody who had experienced those things may be in a position to have prejudged a case where the facts that come up at the case are very similar to the experiences she has encountered. And the defense has an opportunity, should be able to know about that, so that either A, they can argue to the judge that the juror should be excused for cause, or B, the defense should have the opportunity, if they still have one left, to exercise a peremptory challenge to have that juror removed during the selection process. But by keeping that information to herself, the argument is that Scott Peterson was denied the opportunity to take any action after that
trial. And if she had answered in the affirmative, they would also have the right to question her about whether or not she can be biased, and they wouldn't necessarily have to believe her.
Even privately, if she was worried about it coming out, judges can do it, you know. They'll go back in their chambers and they'll go over it and tell counsel what's going on without all the rest of the jurors knowing.
That's right. It's having a jury out conversation with that one in particular juror. But by keeping it to herself, that raises significant issues, because if that's one of 12 people who's sitting on a jury, and all it takes is one person to not vote guilty, to have it be a mistrial and to go on to maybe another trial. And so now, after having the death penalty overturned, the court is now looking at whether or not this misconduct by the juror in answering the question is sufficient that it warrants a new trial.
Wow.
Didn't
they send it back down to the lower court to determine that?
To review that specific aspect of it. But here's the thing. This gets back to, what are you really winning if you're a prosecutor with a win-at-all-cost mentality going at a case when there are issues that are essentially being gift-wrapped on appeal, and if they do come up, you're going to have to go back and do this all over again? Isn't it better to not have to deal with the issue to begin with if you can avoid
it?
But in this case, that wasn't the situation. Would have been difficult.
Sounded like the prosecutor didn't know it was going on either. So when we come back, we're going to talk about Maxwell. This is an interesting one. We're going to talk about a case about art, and then we've got to talk about a New York Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court there is like a normal judge. Some interesting issues about fighting the neighbor about parking their car. We'll be back.
Lots of interesting things still to come right here on Radio Law Talk. All you have to do is stay tuned, and after this break, we'll be right back. Hold on.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances.
Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Stop it.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So,
all advertising for.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Want to play something extra. Bonus right. Content.
We have been talking about this Maxwell case for quite some time, and this is Epstein's, we're going to call associate.
Yes.
And innocent until proven guilty, by the way. She is innocent at this point. And those of you say, then you don't know the Constitution and you don't believe in freedom. So, look, she's innocent until proven guilty, but there's a big fight going on. She is in jail, and they're gonna criminally prosecute her. But the big issue is, prior to anything, they had a civil suit against her because Epstein himself was found guilty of, now help me here, child endangerment. Anyway,
sex offenses.
General sex offenses, yes. Quite some time ago. And then they got sued for it, and she had a deposition, and in her deposition it was over 418 pages. There was a lot of things that came out, and apparently there was like a non-disclosure agreement about the deposition.
They were actually sealed. The records were sealed because they settled that case.
Right, but I think there was some non-disclosures too. And so, to make a long story short, one of the newspapers came out and did a Freedom of Information Act and received is suing, trying to get everything released. So the question is,
Is this deposition testimony, is it going to be released or not? And the judge has already ruled, yes, it can be opened and released, and now it's up on appeal. And what's going on here is there is a lot of, quote, supposedly damning information in this deposition that talks about what, if anything, occurred, what individuals were involved, if any, and they don't want that out. And in any way, you might know this more than anything, Todd, will it affect her criminal case against her?
That's the big issue.
That's the big thing, because there's this thing called due process, which essentially means due process and equal protection kind of go hand in hand when it comes to the Constitution. The idea behind both of those concepts is the process by which a person can potentially be found guilty, so they no longer have the presumption of innocence. The process has to be fair and has to be equally meted out to different individuals regardless of where they come from. And her argument, Maxwell's argument with regard to the content of these 400 some odd pages of deposition testimony, is that if it's released to the news agency, they're going to go ahead and release the contents via the news outlets to the general public before I even started a trial, gone through jury selection, and now I'm going to have to overcome this hurdle of the public having prejudged my case based upon what a news outlet released, and in so doing, my trial, wherever it's held, you can't just change venue because this is going to be national news.
Right.
Right? My trial will be devoid of due process.
Right.
Because everybody will have prejudged it based upon what a news outlet decided to release because the court gave it to them.
Right. And this is another important issue because in the deposition, it was a civil matter. And so in the deposition, the court asked, did she plead the Fifth? And she had not, because it was a civil matter, not a criminal matter pending. And so her interests in a civil matter are a little different than her interests in a criminal matter. So the deposition's what she's really fighting hard to keep out of the spotlight. And the court found it should be released because she didn't properly object based on her Fifth Amendment rights as well.
Yeah, but what her attorney argued is yes, but had we known it was going to be released, because it said we had an agreement that it would not be released, and it was sealed.
Does that sound like Bill Cosby?
To which Bill Cosby
yes,
said, welcome
so
to
much.
My world.
That's
here,
exactly.
Hold my
yeah.
beard, right?
That's
right.
What scares
the
me.
The only difference is the non-prosecution agreement. That's the difference here, because Bill Cosby has that additional non-prosecution
right,
agreement,
right, right.
And Giselle does not.
He should have been further shielded from having the information released, should he not have been, if you think about it logically from our long-distance view.
So here's the question that I have, and this is, you know, we started off Radio Law Talk today talking about Justice Amy Coney Barrett, right? And one of the issues, and I think, Fred, you raised this, you thought that one of the issues that Judge Barrett's going to have to deal with is the exercise of freedom of religion.
Right.
And I think you had mentioned that, too. And all of that comes out of the First Amendment. And I remember from her confirmation process, one of her answers is, look, it gets tricky when you have competing constitutional rights. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion. And we see that here. We have a constitutional right by a defendant to the right to due process, and it is coming into competition, direct conflict with the constitutional right to freedom of the press and free speech and the ability for this stuff to come out. What is the public entitled to know? Now, my feeling is that when it comes to due process of an individual versus the rights of the public to know something through the press, that the due process rights of the individual should win out for this reason. It's not like we're saying that the public can never know these things.
Right, it's the timing.
We're talking about the timing.
Right.
And the timing could substantially impact that individual right. And just like a guilty person being let go versus an innocent person being convicted, if an innocent person is convicted of something they didn't do, they bear that responsibility all by themselves. If a guilty person is set free, well, then the burden of that injustice is shouldered by 300 million Americans all at the same time. It's much easier for that. And the same burden here is true with regard to the due process rights, which is it's much harder for a single individual to bear the burden of being convicted or losing due process than it is for the general public to not get.
That's exactly right. But let me quote her attorney. Quote, there was no in, because the judge says, you didn't invoke the Fifth Amendment, did she, during that time period? You know, and he said, this attorney had a good argument. There was no invocation of the Fifth Amendment rights because we understood the protective order applied. You can see him say, Your Honor, Mueller answered, but he then, had we known differently, we would have proceeded differently. And I agree with that.
Yep. Because typically, in a civil case, when somebody does invoke their Fifth Amendment right, the remedy to allow the testimony to come in is to issue a protective order about the scope and how that testimony can be used.
Right.
And so what he's saying is, why would we have to go through all of those hoops if we already had the protective order, or thought
right.
we did?
Right. And that's why...
You can't pull the rug out from underneath us now.
I agree with her lawyers.
Exactly.
And
I do too.
And I agree with Cosby should have not, has nothing to do with what happened, with whether he's a good guy or bad guy. I don't like the fact that when... the government or the cases say, we'll give you this, or you're going to be protected as protected, or, and later on say, well, no, then my rights were violated.
Yeah.
I would have pled the Fifth. You know?
Yeah,
That's what bothers me.
I totally get it.
It bothers me.
And it makes it feel like the lawyers did something wrong way back at the deposition time.
That's right.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, what Cosby did, that's not going to change. But this agreement, to me, this smacks, and it rolls right forward to the same thing.
Exactly. Right.
Who can you trust if you can't trust the judge sitting up there going, don't worry, I got your back, I'm protecting your rights. If they're not protecting the rights of the individual, why are they there?
We'll leave it with Cal's at the end. Well, thank you very much for joining us. The 3 hours blew by. WRKQ, Madisonville, Tennessee. We're doing quick takes.
All right. Denise, you ready? Go.
I am ready. I just wanted to say 5 points came down. The U.S. Supreme Court did not hear it. And graffiti is protected visual art. Woo!
All right. Mr. Kunin, what is your quick take, my friend?
It ain't milk because nuts don't lactate.
Okay, that is quick, and it's a take. Mr. Penny, what is your
milk moo bah? I don't want to go have a soy, almond, or coconut milkshake from Iceberg Drive-In.
No.
I want a milkshake from a cow.
Dairy products, please, right?
See you next week.
RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.